Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio from the London Film Festival. Very pleased to be here with Eric Rocha, director of Burning Night, together with Gabriela Carneiro da Cunha, which we use as a translator for him. She's also an actress in the film. So, Mr. Rocha, first question. You have a documentary background, and you decided to tell a narrative film. How come this?
Eu acho que é um grande desafio, né?
So I think it's a great challenge to make a feature and a narrative film after several documentaries. At the same time, I think documentary or feature film, they are cinema, and the most important in cinema is the language. When I do fiction, the documentary side of it affects the fiction I'm doing. And when I do a documentary, also the fiction and the imaginary affects what we call a documentary. In the case of Burning Night, it is this fiction film very influenced by my documentary background, not only in the cinematography language, but also in the process of shooting it. I think the discussion about whether it is a documentary or a fiction film in cinema, that's, we overpassed that already. And in my opinion, the most important thing is your look as a creator and as a director, and the cinematography language that you can develop by the mixing of sound and image.
You choose to tell us the story about this nightcap driver in Rio, Paolo, who is going to, I mean, this night is meeting a lot of people, a lot of different worlds that collide into his world, into his camp. Mm-hmm. And he drives through these worlds, but is also, he meets a lot of people, but he's very lonely at the same time. Is it true? Did you talk with night drivers that told you that, or it was like something that you thought for the sake of your character?
Sem dúvida, Paulo é um trabalhador brasileiro.
So Paulo is a Brazilian worker that works in the night of a city that is totally collapsed. Paulo, he lives, as many workers in Brazil and in the world, violence, systematic violence in his own body. Because today, millions and millions of people that are unemployed migrate to this labor of being a driver. And this is the result of this unbelievably unjust and collapsed system, like capitalism that we live, that makes this happen. It's like if it was the uberization of the world. At the same time that this work is the thing that oppresses him, it's also what saves him, because gives him the immediate money so that he can pay for child support, for example. And I think the movie makes very clearly how the question of money and how money, how all the relationships between humans are mediated by money. And all the things that I'm talking about here, we assessed them and we could feel them during the research and the preparation of this film, because we had two consultants, taxi drivers, and as well access to the driver's world. And the fact that the film, it's all during the night, makes this loneliness and the solitude that you talked about even more hard.
You say the money is like the only way that people really interact, and money is the cause of the capitalism. It's like the big devil in capitalism. But the sensation we get from the film is of a very lively city, very unbalanced, but very lively and very also positive. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah. Eu acho que é uma cidade muito viva, a cidade, no caso, Rio de Janeiro, uma cidade muito pulsante.
So, yes, he thinks you're right. It is as well a very vivid city. But it is a city actually with many contradictions, and that this driver is passing through all of this. So Paulo, he is transpassed by all these contradictions. For example, there is a scene where you can see all the misery in the city, and just after this businessman comes into the taxi. So through the micro politics, through the body of this man, of this taxi driver, we want to talk about the macro politics of this country called Brazil. And just I didn't translate something that Eric said, that the relationships are mediated by money, and he said the god money, and you said the diamond and the devil money.
It's a different side of the same coin.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much to Eric Rocha and to Gabriela Carneiro da Cunha for having been with us for the film Burning Night. I'm Angelo Acerbi from Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.